Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Welcome to day 276. The United States Supreme Court once again refused to block the Texas law that bans most abortions in the state after just 6 weeks, but agreed to hear legal arguments over the nation's most restrictive abortion law starting on November 1st. The court said it would focus specifically on whether the federal government has the authority to challenge the unusual way in which the Texas legislature crafted the law, which deputizes private individuals to sue anyone who performs the procedure or aids and abets it. The court did, however, turn down a request from Texas to use the cases to decide whether to overturn the right to abortion that was established in 1973 in the case Roe v. Wade, a landmark decision legalizing abortion nationwide prior to viability, which is generally thought to be at around 22 to 24 weeks. In December, the court will also consider a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks. Mississippi is explicitly asking the court to overturn Roe. Meanwhile, Kyrsten Sinema says she won't support raising taxes on businesses, high-income earners, or capital gains, derailing the revenue-increasing provisions that finance Joe Biden's social safety net and climate plans. Democrats had hoped to pay for much of their plan by raising the corporate tax rate from 21% up to 26.5%, as well as moving the top personal income rate up to 39.6% from 37%, and increasing the capital gains tax rate for those earning at least $400,000. The plan would have also added a 3% surtax on income above $5 million. Instead, Biden's advisors say they are now pursuing a range of ideas to raise new revenues, including a new minimum tax on corporations, as well as targeting America's roughly 700 billionaires who don't pay taxes on their unrealized gains, taxing stock buybacks, closing loopholes for high-income Americans, and increasing IRS enforcement. Sinema does reportedly appear open to an excise tax on stock buybacks, as well as a 15% minimum corporate tax rate. Five veterans on Kyrsten Sinema's advisory board also resigned from their roles, accusing her of hanging your constituents out to dry. In a letter to Sinema, the veterans accused the Arizona Democrat of answering to big donors rather than your own people. The group criticized her opposition to parts of Biden's social safety net, education, climate, and tax plans, as well as her refusal to change the Senate filibuster to protect voting rights, her failure to support prescription drug negotiations, and for not voting on the January 6th commission. The group added, "You have become one of the principal obstacles to progress." Moving on, the White House, intelligence agencies, and Pentagon have concluded that no country will be spared from the effects of climate change. This according to a series of four reports from the Biden administration regarding the threat of climate change. Together, the reports show that the effects of climate change will be wide-reaching, with rising temperatures, droughts, and extreme weather likely increasing the risks of instability and conflict within and between countries, likely over food and water supplies, which could also lead to the displacement of tens of millions of people around the world. The top-level conclusion of the Financial Stability Oversight Council report is that climate change is an emerging threat to the stability of global markets and the economy, while the National Intelligence Estimate warns that, quote, "climate change will increasingly exacerbate risks to U.S. national security interests," end quote. Back in D.C., the House of Representatives voted to hold Stephen Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena that was issued by the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Nine Republicans voted with all 220 Democrats to pass the resolution and send the matter to the Justice Department, which will decide whether to prosecute Bannon. Attorney General Merrick Garland declined to say whether he would move forward with the charges, and instead said the Justice Department would make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution. Contempt of Congress is a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail and a maximum fine of $100,000. And finally, Rudy Giuliani's former associate was convicted on six counts related to influence buying when it comes to campaign finance schemes. Lev Parnas, a key figure in Trump's first impeachment, was charged with conspiring to funnel $325,000 in donations to a pro-Trump super PAC on behalf of his company, Global Energy Producers, in order to give the appearance of a successful business and to, quote, "obtain access to exclusive political events and gain influence with politicians," end quote. In reality, the money came from a loan that his business partner Igor Fruman had taken out on his Florida condo. Fruman previously pleaded guilty, And Parnas faces up to 5 years in prison for each of five counts and a sixth count for falsifying records to the FEC, which carries a 20-year maximum prison sentence. And in the polls, CNBC says 41% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the presidency, compared with 52% who say they disapprove. In July, 48 approved, while 45 disapproved. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.